This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and the Union Territory of Puducherry will end this evening. In the final hours today, top leaders from various political parties made concerted efforts to connect with voters and strengthen the support base across these regions. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed an election rally in Assam's Pathankandi, while Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a press conference in Guwahati. In West Bengal, over 32 lakh voters have been confirmed as eligible, while nearly 27 lakh have been marked ineligible as the Election Commission released the full list of voters under judicial review under the special intensive revision of the electoral roll. For the first time, district-wise details have been made public, with voters clearly classified as eligible or ineligible. According to the report, more than 60 lakh names were under scrutiny. Government has said that the supply of petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG remains normal across the country. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said no dryouts have been reported at any LPG distributorships.
5 kilo ke cylinders.
The average daily sale of 5 kg cylinders in the month of February was around 77,000. Yesterday, the Government of India issued a new order under which the sale of 5 kg cylinders is expected to double. Yesterday alone, 1 lakh 5 kg cylinders were sold. Since 23rd March, the sale of more than 7.8 lakh 5 kg cylinders has been recorded.
5 kilo ke cylinders ki sale ho chuki hai.
Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal today announced the regularization of unauthorized colonies of Delhi on as-is, where-is basis. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi along with Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, he said existing structures will be recognized while future construction must adhere strictly to municipal corporation norms. The minister stated that the people of Delhi have faced long-standing urban challenges, many of which remain reaffirmed that the government remains committed to systematic and phased urban reforms for Delhi's residents. Assam police today conducted searches at Congress leader Pawan Khera's residence in New Delhi today. The searches came after Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sharma's wife, Rinki Bhuya Sharma, lodged an FIR against Mr. Khera. During a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Khera had claimed that Rinki Bhuya holds 3 passports. Talking to reporters after the search, DCP of Assam Police, Mr. Debajit Nath, said that Mr. Khera was not present in the house and they have seized some incriminating documents from his house. 30 Indian fishermen who were released from Sri Lankan prisons reached Chennai by flight today. The fishermen from Rameshwaram and Karaikal had gone fishing and were fishing near Pamban. The Sri Lankan Navy arrested them for trespassing into international waters. They were later produced before the court and were lodged in the Sri Lankan prison. After the intervention of diplomatic channels, they were released to the Indian authorities and sent back to India. Benchmark domestic equity indices climbed around 0.7% after choppy trading session today, extending the winning streak for a fourth straight session. The Sensex rose 510 points to close at 74,617, while the Nifty added 155 points to settle at 23,124. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will take on Mumbai Indians at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. The match between Kolkata Knight Riders and Punjab Kings was abandoned due to rain at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.